Nesechtes Zvachim, Daf Yud Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gemara Beis, and let's begin by reviewing the previous Gemara, and we saw 2 different memories, one from Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, and one from Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, that Tfilas Espa is Mefagelos B'chatas Pnimius, that even though the Pasuk that teaches us the Din of Pigol is stated B'negei Shlomim, and by Shlomim we only find the following Avedais of Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika, and we don't find the concept of Tfilas Espa, but even so, if at the time that the Kohen is doing tefillas etzba, he has kavana, for example, amanas lahakte emurim lomachar, then the din of pigol would apply. And number one, the carbon would be pasul. And number two, if someone would eat the basar, then they would be chayav kares. And the member of Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, so the Gemara stated, hachinamri b'ri de krakasi, and the member of Rabbi Shulman Levi, the Gemara explained that dava ma'akibba mevio de pigol. However, the Gemara then brought the member of Rabbi Murray, the afinanami tnina, and he wanted to bring a raya from Mishnah Mesechtes Menachos to this concept, that Tfilas Etzba would be Mefageles, and he explained that the reason why it would be Mefageles is Kibin Dle Sogi Dle Abidla, Akoche Chaynoi Locha, and as Rashi explained, that when the Kohen is Tevil Etzbay Bedam, he is doing a Locha, Shemelech Hadam Be Etzbay Lekarvei Lemizbeach, and although the Gemara stated that Rav Murray's Raya is not necessarily a Raya, however, the Gemara now continues, Lemen Ketanoi, that let us say that this Shaila of Tfilas Etzba Mefageles, or if Tfilas Etzba is not Mefageles, is actually a Machlekes Tanoim, the Tani Chod. We learned in one brisa that Tfilas Etzba Mefageles Bechatos, that if the Kohen dips his finger into the dam of the Chatos and he had Kavana Lahakte Emurim Lomacha, then it would be Pigol. And as Rav Murray taught us, that Kivan Delay Sagit Delay Avdullah Kach Chayno Elacha, and therefore this Kohen had Kavana during an Avodah for Achilo Shalei Bezmanoi, and therefore it's Pigol. However, with Tani Idach, we have another brisa that teaches us, Lo Mefageles, that if the Kohen had such Kavana, then it would not be considered Pigol. And we see that he argues on the previous brisa, and it must be the Ischiluk on the Sisaid, and he holds that Tfilas Etzba is not Mefageles. And the Brisa also teaches us, V'loi Mispageles, if a Kohen did Shechita V'chatos, or he did Kabbalas Hadam of the Chatos, and he had Kavana Litbal Etzba L'macha, then it would not be considered Pigol either, as his subject in Kavana to have Pigol has to be when the Kohen has Kavana, either B'negei Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Adam. And certainly Tfilas Etzba is not categorized as Rika, and therefore certainly all would agree that this would not be considered Pigol. However, ultimately, we see a machlekes between these brises, if Tfilas Etzba is Mefageles, or Tfilas Etzba is Lo Mefageles. And as the Gemara states, my lav tanoi, the lechayr we see that it's a machlekes tanoim b'negeidah shayla, and as Rashi states, mach choshev lo hilacha, uma lo choshev lo hilacha, and it seems clear that Rashi is stating that our Gemara is only a shayla b'negeidah Rav Murray that held that the reason why Kavanas Pigol would pertain to Tfilas Etzba is because Tfilas Etzba is considered the avodah of hilacha. However, if you make the cheshbon, it would come out that according to Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, then there would not be a shayla, and certainly it would be a machlekes tanoim, as certainly the man that holds Tfilas Etzba Mefageles holds like Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia as well as Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. However, the man that held Lo Mefageles seems clearly to be against those shitas, and as we will learn the Gemara further, it will become even more clear that our Gemara is specifically going according to Shita Rabbi Murray and not according to the other shitas. And before we continue with the Gemara's response, let us recall that in our Mishnah we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, negei someone having kavana shalei lishma while doing the avodah v'ilacha. The Tanakam held that there is no difference between the avodah v'ilacha and shechita, kabbalah, and zrika. In all scenarios, if while doing that avodah someone has kavana shalei lishma, then it would pass the karban pesach and the karban chatas, and by all the other karbanos it would be kosher el shalei olu b'alim shem chayva. However, the Mishnah then continued, Reb Shimon machshe behilach, v'hai Reb Shimon imer yef shalei b'shechita v'shalei and since it's possible for someone actually bring a carbon without doing halacha, and for example, if someone's standing right next to the mizbeach when he does shechita, and therefore halacha is not considered avodah chashuva, and therefore if while doing halacha someone had intent shalei lishma, then it would not pass the carbon. And our Gemara therefore continues that loy, that really we could say that all agree that tefilas etzba is considered avodah just like halacha, and the reason why it is machlekes is between these two braises is because Harabonon and Harab Shimon, that the braise that told us that Tfilas Etzba Mefageles is going like the Rabbanon, who hold that one must have the proper Kavana while doing a Lacha, and just like if one had Kavana Shalei Lishma, it would pass the carbon. So similarly, if one had Kavana's Pigol while doing a Lacha, then it would make the carbon Pigol, and therefore by extension, if while doing Tfilas Etzba, one had Kavana's Pigol, then it would also be Mefagel the carbon, and that's why the braise stated Tfilas Etzba Mefageles Bechatas. However, the second braise that teaches us that Tfilas those etzvahs loy mefageles, that's because it's going like Tishita Rab Shimon, and just like Rab Shimon held that the psul of shalei lishma is not relevant to avodah ilocha, since it's possible not to do ilocha at all, and it's efshel batla. So similarly, avodah's pigel would not be relevant to avodah ilocha, and by extension, the psul of pigel would not be relevant to tefillas etzvah either. Before we continue, let us point out that the shita is bothered that how could the Gemara try to explain that the second brisa is going like Rab Shimon? The only reason why Rab Shimon said his din b'negei ilocha is because it's efshel batla, as someone could bring a carbon without doing ilocha, and as the Mishnah stated, for example, if he was shech the carbon right next to the mizbeach. However, our Gemara just stated that tefillas etzba is leisagid leavidla, and by echatas there's always a requirement to do tefillas etzba. And lechari, if so, even Rav Shimon should agree that if someone had machshavas shalei lishma or machshavas pigel by tefillas etzba, then it should be pasul or it should be pigel. And Ayin the Shita states mikol maklayim kibin lechashiva tefillas etzba voida rak mitamig locha leipasul batfei machshava meilocha, that since the Gemara is going according to the Shita of Rav Mari, and the Gemara categorized the avodah of tefillas etzba as the avodah of ilocha, so it can't be that a machshava that would not passel by avodah of ilocha would passel by tefillas etzba. However, it's important to note that even though we're certainly saying that tefillas etzba is learned based on the concept of ilocha, but it's not mamish the avodah of ilocha, and as we will see, that this dakistic point will be relevant a bit later. And our Gemara now continues and asks a new question: how could it be that you're saying that the second brice is going like the Shita Rav Shimon, and then the brice is telling us that the only reason why tefillas etzba is not mefageles is because Rav Shimon taught us that halacha is loy mefagla? But the Gemara is bothered that since we're specifically talking about the chatas hapnimius, so lechura there shouldn't be a difference between the avoda of tefillas etzba or any other avoda, as Rav Shimon holds that the whole din of pigel is not relevant to any carbon that's brought vifnim and not relevant to a chatas hapnimius. And as the Gemara continues, ear Rav Shimon, my ear tefillas etzba, then why would the brice specifically tell us that there's no pigel by tefillas etzba? We continue on daf yudal and aleph. But Rav Shimon's shita is that any carbon that's not brought on the mizbeach achitzain, like the shlamim, does not have the din of pigel, as the whole concept of pigel is learned from the shlamim, which is a carbon that is only brought on the mizbeach achitzain, not on the mizbeach apnimi. And therefore, why would the brisa specify that tefillas etzba is lo mefageles, if the brisa should have stated that any avodah that is done for a carbon that's brought b'fnim would not be mefageles? The Gemara continues and explains that in chanami, based on this question, we cannot explain that the two brisais are going like Rav Shimon and like Rabbanon, and therefore the Gemara states Elahava HaRabbanon, that really both brisais are going like Rabbanon, and certainly the din of Shalei Lishma and the din of Pigel applies to the Avodah V'Ilocha. And Lemaisa, since we have two brisais, and one brisa stated Tfilas Esmus Fageles B'Chatas, and one stated Zlei Mefageles, so it would seem that the brisais are being chilek in the din of Rav Mari, and the first brisa holds like Rav Mari that Tfilas Etzba has the din of V'Ilocha, and therefore the din of Pigel applies to tefillas etzba, and the second brisa argues on Amari and hold that tefillas etzba is not like ilocha, and therefore the din of pigel would not apply to tefillas etzba. However, the Gemara explains v'loy kasha, and it still would not be shver as kam bechatayis achitaynos, kam bechatayis apnimiyos. Now, although all agree to Amari that in a case where someone would do tefillas etzba on a chatas apnimiyos and he did so with kavanas pigel, then it would be pigel. That is because the pasuk b'negei chatas apnimiyos speaks about tefillas etzba bedam, and therefore, certainly he had the wrong intention during an avodah, and therefore would be considered pigel. However, when the second brisa teaches us that tefillas etzba is loy mefageles, that is not referring to the chatas hapnimius, and it's referring to someone that did tefillas etzba while bringing a chatas chitzeinah. And we know that even by regular chatas, the kohen is tavel etzba bedam, and he doesn't do zrika of shtayim shein abo, and instead he places the dam on the four karnei samiz beach. As we will see, the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra b'negei the chatas of nasi, as well as b'negei the chatas of Yachid, doesn't state a loshin v'toval. Instead, the pasuk states v'lokach hakoyim midam achatas be'etzba'i nosen alkanas mizbechoila, as opposed to the loshin that the Torah used b'negei the parakoyim Mashiach and b'negei the parakoyim Dov Shel Tzibor, where the Torah states v'toval hakoyim etzba'i badam. Therefore, since the Torah didn't specify b'negei the chatas of chitzenes tefillat etzba of the koyin, even the chacham would hold that any kavana would not be mispagel during tefillat etzba. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that how can you say that the second brice is teaching us a din b'negei the chatas achitainos, but chatas achitainos pshita halik sibu v'taval, that the pasuk doesn't use the term v'taval, and therefore it's pashut that pigel would not apply to tefillas etzba. Now, Ayin Rashi was bothered that lemaisa the pasuk does state v'lokach hakoyim midam achatas be'etzba'i, which is mashmor tefillas etzba. However, Rashi explains the lake sibu v'taval elav v'lokach And that lekicha refers to kabbalah sadam. The Gemara responds, "Istrich that there is a chiddush in the second brayso. Salkadaita chamina hoyel v'ksiv v'lokach. As one may have thought that since the pasuk states the word v'lokach, we know v'yasi koyf ramlu layode boilu mishkol zimnachriti. That if a monkey would come and take the blood and put it onto the kohen's finger, then that would not suffice. And there's a specific requirement that the kohen dips his finger into the blood. And as Rashi explains, and therefore we see that the word v'lokach is not only speaking about kabbalah sadam, but alma v'lokach namia etzboi koy sheyitpel etzboi." As the Gemara continues, "Ema kamandich sivitavol dami." One may have thought that it's zip the pasuk b'negeir chatzach itzenis also uses the lashon v'taval, and therefore maybe the chacham would hold that the din of pigel would even apply during tefillas etzba. Kamash b'lon lahachi like sivitavol the mash mahachi mash mahachi, and therefore the second brisa teaches us that rabbanon say that since the pasuk doesn't say the word v'taval and we only learn it based on a diuk, so the Torah is specifically teaching us that tefillas etzba is not considered avodah chashuva. And as Rashi states, the mash mahachi the loy teit tefillas etzba avodah chashuva behenel fagel mid loy ach shvekral latzricha beferish. As since the pasuk didn't use the term v'taval, so therefore we see that the din of pigel doesn't apply. However, it's also mash mahachi shetzricha litbol kechatas haprimis that there is still a requirement to dip your finger into the dam just like the chatas haprimis beloy delishkol koy v'leim ledam al etzba to be in the lekichas etzba mar yusa to lekech namia etzba koy. As we explained, the Gemara now continues to discuss the din of Rab Shimon. As the Mishnah stated, Rab Shimon machsha behilach shahi Rab Shimon oimer eif sheshloi b'shchita v'shloi b'kaval v'shloi b'zvika avol eif sheboloi hilach as sheich b'tzadam mizbech v'zerek, as it's possible to shech the carbon right next to the mizbech achitzain and b'zerek as adam without doing hilach at all. Before we continue with the Gemara, Rashi points out that although when bringing a chatas haprimis there is no problem to shech the carbon inside the heichal, and if so, the hilach of a chatas haprimis should also be eif shelavatla, as one could shech the carbon right next to the mizbech haprimi. However, Rashi points out the hilach of the chatas haprimis is eif shelavatla the lab erich ara lishcha peichal bal kochi u'sheich tu bazara melicha peichal lekarnis mizbech primi lazara's preches. And since they will ultimately shech this carbon in the Azara, so memela they will have to do a locha, as they will have to bring the dam into the heichal in order to place the blood on the karnas mizbeach and for the Azara sadam towards the preches. And therefore, although the locha of any carbon that was brought on the mizbeach achitzain is efshel vatla, even Rav Shimon would have to agree that the avoida of a locha at the chatas haprimis is loy efshel vatla, and therefore an improper machshava during a locha of a chatas haprimis should passel or should make a pigle. And as our Gemara begins, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Moed Rav Shimon by Lachas Chatoi Saprimis, Shemachshav Peisels Behu, Hoel Vavoida, Shein Yochel Vatla, or as some agur, she Efshel Vatla. And as we explained, that the Locha of the Chat Saprimis is a Locha that's Efshel Vatla, and therefore any improper Machshavah should passel or should make a pickle. And let's keep in mind that although we previously brought from the Shita that Benegia Tfilis Etzba, even though it's Loy Efshel Vatla, the Gemara still wanted to say that a Machshavah would not passel and it would not be pigol, as lemaisa we learned the din of tefillas etzba from the din of eilacha, and it can't be worse than eilacha. However, as we previously explained, that is because tefillas etzba is not mamash eilacha, and just learned from the din of eilacha. However, since our Gemara is actually speaking about the avoida of eilacha as it pertains to the chatas haprimis, and b'negeya this avoida, certainly it's eif shelavatla, so even Rav Shimon would agree that machshavas shelay lishmoy would passel, and by extension, machshavas pigol during the melacha of eilacha would make it pigle as well. And also, before we continue, let us point out that even though Rashi explained that the reason why halacha by the chatas haprimis is considered eif shelavatla is because lav erich ara lishcha peichal, but I am the shita who's bothered with this idea. And the shita explains the reason why halacha is eif shelavatla is because you couldn't actually shech the carbon in the heichal. And the reason is mishum the chatas tuunet zafon, as chatas had to be shechted in the north side of the azara over heichal lo yavit zafon that feel man da'om between the ulam mizbeach karu tzafon, that even according to the man da'om that we will see a bit later, that between the ulam mizbeach is called tzafon, moedim besach glifus ve'elach lo yavi tzafon the koshkim heichal atzmai shemechitza heichal mafsekes ayin sham. Gemara now continues and asks that how could Reish Lakish have stated that Reb Shimon would be moedim by lochis chatoi saprimis machshava would pasal but v'om Reb Shimon, but we already saw that Reb Shimon holds kol she'in al mizbeach achitza kishlamim ein chayavim lo mishum pigol, that since the din of pigol is learned from the pasuk by shlamim, and shlamim is only brought on the mizbeach achitzain, so the din of pigol doesn't apply to any carbon whose blood is not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and since the Matonis of the Chatzis HaPrimiyos are not done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, so the Din of Pigel would not apply. And as Rashi states, because Al-Kadaitach, the Huadin L'Psul the Shalei L'Shmoi, and the Havmina is that the Psul Shalei L'Shmoi would also not apply by any Kabonis whose Matonis are done on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. However, the Gemara responds, Amar B'Yisi B'Prina, Moidu L'Psul Mikal V'Chayma, that even though certainly Rav Shimon doesn't hold that the Din of Pigel and the Din of Kareis for someone that has Machshavas Pigel on a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, however, certainly is Moida that a Machshava of Chutzos Manoi would pass the carbon, and this is based on a Kal V'Chaymer. And at this point in the Gemara understands that Rav Shimon stated, Kol Shein Mizbeach HaChitza Kishlamim Ein Chayav Lo Mishum Pigel, that Rav Shimon was specifically speaking about the Psul of Pigel and wasn't speaking about the Psul of Shalei L'Shmai, and even Rav Shimon would agree that the Psul of Shalei L'Shmai would be relevant to the Chatzis HaPrimius, and therefore the Gemara makes the following Kal V'Chaymer, that just like the psul shle l'shmoi, that doesn't cause any psul by shlamim, and it's kosher el shle olu by l'shem chayva, but it passes by a chatas, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a chatas chitzena or a chatas premius. Chutzos manoi, so machshava of chutzos manoi she pesul b'shlamim, that we know it passes by shlamim and even makes a pigol and yechayev kares. So in addition, shivsul b'chatas. So certainly, if someone had a machshava by any chatas of achilu shle b'zmanoi, then certainly you should pass the carbon, and therefore, although from the pasuk bin a gay pigol, we can't learn the din of kares as the mice that's stated by Yishlamim, which is only brought under Mizbeach HaChitzoin. However, we still have a kal v'chomer in order to teach us that Machshavas pigol would pass the carbon chatos even by a chatos apremius. And Rashi is bothered al chayr based on the kal v'chomer. We should also learn that there's a chiyuv of kares. And Rashi states the hakal v'chomer mekayach shalei l'shmasi medayel la'abam min adin liyas kinidayin. And since there's no chiyuv of kares by Machshavas shalei l'shmai, therefore, based on a kal v'chomer from the din of shalei l'shmai, we cannot learn that there should be a chiyuv kares by machshava of chutzos manoi. Therefore, though Rav Shimon holds that kol she'enim is b'yach hachitza kishlamim ein chayav lo mishum pigol, however, certainly Rav Shimon holds that even by a chatas haprimius, someone had kavana for chutzos manoi, or he had kavana shalei l'shmai, then certainly the chatas would be possible. And therefore, we don't have a question on Reish Lakish, as certainly Reish Lakish is correct that Rav Shimon could be meidu by halachas chatas haprimius. If someone had a machshava shalei l'shma during the halacha of chatos haprimius, then the carbon chatos haprimius would be possible. Il va'avoda she'ef shelevatla, as since the halacha by chatos haprimius is a avoda she'ef shelevatla. And Rashi points out v'hochinami avimotzel t'rutzalei, that really the Gemara could have responded and on machshava shalei l'shma kaimin under possible. Reish Lakish wasn't discussing the psul of pigel at all, and he was only discussing the psul of shalei l'shma. Certainly the psul of shalei l'shma even applies by a chatas haprimius. When Rav Shimon stated kol she'ein al mizbeach hachitza kishlamin ein chayav lo mishum pigol, he was only discussing the psul of pigol, and he wasn't discussing the psul of shalei l'shma. However, Rashi explains al debay Rabbi Yisrael b'chinin lashminon the machshavas chutzos manei pasul b'Rav Shimon, that the maestro Rabbi Yisrael b'chinin wanted to teach us this klal, that even though Rav Shimon holds that the chiyav of kares for pigol doesn't apply by the chatas haprimius, however the psul of pigol does apply even by a chatas haprimius, as we explained. The Gemara now continues and discusses the Shita of Rav Shimon, and the Gemara will explain that just like Rav Shimon holds that even though the din of pigol and the din of kares by someone that had kavana of chutzos manoi doesn't apply by chatas haprimius, however the korb would still be possible, and the same would hold true if someone had kavana of chutzos mankoimoi by chatas haprimius, and even though there's never kares by machshava of chutzos mankoimoi, however the maisa it's learned directly from shlamim, and therefore the chayrit should only apply by chatas achitzena and not by chatas haprimius. And as the Gemara continues, Eshkan Chutzos Manoi, that based on this Kal V'Chomer, we're able to see that Rav Shimon holds that there's a psul of Chutzos Manoi even by a Chatas HaPrimius. However, Chutzos Mekoyim Minolon, how do we know that this psul would also apply to someone had Kavana by Chutzos Mekoyimoi by a Chatas HaPrimius? The Gemara points out, as Imi Chutzos Manoi, as if you're going to learn it based on a Mamatzinu from the Din of Chutzos Manoi, and just like the psul of Chutzos Manoi applies to a Chatas HaPrimius, so the same would hold true by a Kavana of Chutzos Mekoyimoi. But the Gemara explains, Malach Chutzos Manoi Shekin Kares, that we can't learn from Chutzos Manoi, as the psul of Chutzos Manoi is more chamor, as there are cases where one is chayiv kares, and for example, if he had kavana of Chutzos Manoi, and bring a chatas achitzaynes, and im shalei l'shma, and if you want to say that we should learn this based on a kal v'chomer from the din of shalei l'shma, and the kal v'chomer would be as follows, that since we find that if someone has kavana shalei l'mkaymai, then that is more chamor than someone has kavana shalei l'shmai, as the psul of shalei b'mkaymai is the psul by all all Karbonos, and not only by a Karban Pesach or a Karban Chatos, like the Psul of Shalei Lishmai. And therefore, since we know the Psul of Shalei Lishmai applies to Chatos HaPrimis, so certainly the Psul of Shalei Lishmai should apply to Chatos HaPrimis as well. However, initially the Gemara says that this is not a good Kalba Chayma, Shekinoi Bibama, as the Psul of Shalei Lishmai has a Chumr that's not found by the Psul of Shalei Lishmai, as the Machshava Shalei Lishmai will even pass a Karban even on a Bamas Yachid, whereas the Psul of Shalei Lishmai is not relevant to a Bamas Yachid, as a Bamas Yachid doesn't have Mechitzais, and therefore we also find a Chumra B'negeid Psul of Shalei Lishmai that we don't find B'negeid Psul of Shalei Lishmai, and therefore the Kalba Chayma would not work. However, the Gemara responds, Shalei Lishman B'may Noig, in what case do we have a Psul of Shalei Lishman? It's only by Pesach and Chatos, as by other Karbanais, the Karban would be Kosher, El Shalei Olu L'Bailam Hashem Chayva, and Pesach and Chatos B'bam Malei Karvu, and we know that a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chatos and not be brought on a Bamas Yachid, and therefore there is no difference between the Psul of Shalei Lishmai and the Psul of Shalei B'Makayma by a Bamas Yachid, as the Karen Eir points out that we also don't find a Chilak between the Psul of Shalei Lishmai and the Psul of Shalei B'Makayma by a Bamas Tibur, as even though it's possible to bring a Karban Pesach on a Bamas Tibur, and therefore the Psul of Shalei Lishmai would apply to a Bamas Tibur, however the Psul of Shalei B'Makayma also applies to a Bamas Tibur, as there are specific mechitzais that are relevant to a Bama Gdaila, Ayin Sham, and therefore we only find a case where the Psul of Shalei B'Makayma is more chomer and more relevant than the Psul of Shalei Lishmai, and therefore our original Kalba Chayma would work, and this could be a makar as to how Rav Shimon would know that the Psul of Shalei Lishmai, even by a Chathas HaPrimius, and the Gemara now continues via Bais Ima Keshehu, and if you want, I could tell you that the way that we know that the Psul of Shalei B'Makayma applies even by a Chathas HaPrimius is based on a Hekesh, and as we've already mentioned, we learned the din of Chutzal Mekayimai and Chutzal Zmanai from the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav, B'negei HaKarban Shlamim, and the Pasuk states, V'mei Ochel Ya'ochel Min B'sa Zev HaShlamim B'yom HaShlishi, Le'i Yerotza Makrav Yisrael Le'i Choshev Lo'i, Pigol Yiyah V'anefesh HaYichelz B'menu Avoy Netisa. As our Gemara explains, Shlishi, that when the Pasuk states the word Shlishi, Zeh Chutzal Zmanai, that refers to when someone has Kavana of Chutzal Zmanai, which we commonly call Pigol, and Pigol, when the Pasuk uses the term Pigol, Zeh Chutzal Mekayimai, that refers to the psul when someone had kavana chutzal mekayimai, where there is no chiyuv kares, and they're both in the same pasuk, and therefore we have a hekesh. And even though there may be chumris on one side or the other, but ultimately we have a klal the ein meshimin al hekesh, and therefore we're able to learn the din of chutzal mekayimai from the din of chutzal zmanai. And just like based on the previous kalba chaymer, we saw that chutzal zmanai even applies by chatzas primius, and therefore the psul of chutzal mekayimai would also apply by chatzas primius. And before we continue, let us point out that the front of the Beis HaMikdash was on the eastern side, and the Mizbeach HaChitzon was situated in the Azara, and then after the Mizbeach HaChitzon, there was an Ulam that led into the Kodesh, or the Hichel, with the Mizbeach HaZav, or the Mizbeach HaZav, as well as the Menorah, and as well as the Shulchan was situated. And although we know that there's a Klal, HaReitzel Yashir Yatzpin, as the proper placement of the Shulchan is in the north of the Hichel, however, Lemaisa, as long as the Shulchan was anywhere in the Hichel, then it would still be kosher. And also keep in mind that the Gemara in Daf Chafam and Aleph will bring the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, who holds that even though the Pasuk states that you have to shecht kochi kochim al yerech mizbeach tzofeina, which seems to teach us that kochi kochim has to be shechted on the northern side of the mizbeach. However, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon will teach us that even if one shechts kochi kochim at any point which is on the northern side of the hechel, then it would still be kosher. And keep in mind that the exact placement is a bit complicated, as is a question as to where the Mizbeach actually was situated in the Azara. And according to one Shita, the entire Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara and didn't enter into any part which was on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's another Shita that the Mizbeach actually extended into the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. And according to that Shita, one would be able to actually shecht the Karban not only on the northern side of the Mizbeach, but even on the western side of the Mizbeach, as long as it's still considered the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara now continues that Amar Rava, that Rava teaches us that since Reish Lakish just taught us that Rav Shimon is Maida, that since the Avoid of Hilocha by the Chatas HaPrimis is the Yafshul Batla, so therefore if someone has Kavana Shalei Lishma while doing Halacha by the Chatas HaPrimis, then it would pass the carbon. However, Rava now tells us Im Tim Salim Rav Shimon Savla Kabrei, that if you will tell me that Rav Shimon holds like his son Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that we just mentioned from the Gemara and Daf Chafam and Aleph, the Amar who holds Beinu Ulun Mizbeach Tzafon, even the area that's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is considered Tzafon, and therefore you could Shech the Chatos in that area. So even if someone would Shech the Korban Chatos in another area, and they would have to do a Lacha from the area of the Shechita through the rest of the Azara, through the Ulam, and then through the Kodesh until the Mizbeach HaPnimi. However, the Maisa, he really didn't have to Shech the Korban at that point, and he really could have Shechted the Korban right at the entranceway of the Ulam. And since that part of the Lacha was Efshel Batla, therefore, the few Reb Shimon, that the only time that the psul of Kavanah Shelo Lishma would pass by a Chatos HaPnimis is only from the point that the Kohen is walking into the Ulam and then into the Kodesh and up to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. However, if the Kohen had Kavanah Shelo Lishma at any point in the Azara, then that would not pass the carbon as it's Efshel Batla, as he wasn't required to Shech the carbon in that area, and he really didn't have to do a Lach in that area at all. And Lachir, according to this, not only would Reb Shimon say that there would not be a psul of Shelo Lishma in that area, but the psul of Pigel would also not be relevant in that area either. In this first din of Rava, Rava was focusing on a lach of the dam of the Chatos HaPnimis. However, Rava will now continue and discuss what the din would be according to Reb Shimon, the Geir Avoid of Siluk Bezichon. And we know that every single week they would place onto the Shulchan the 12 Lechma Panim as well as the 2 spoons of the Levina. And then on Shabbos, the Kohen would take the 2 spoons of the Levina and would walk from the Shulchan that was in the Kodesh and walk through the Ulam. He would then place the Levina on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. By doing so, that was matter the Kohanim to eat the Lechem HaPanim. As Rashi states, the Lechos B'zichi Lechem HaPanim, the Matirnes HaLechem Kedam HaMatis HaBasa HaKoymetz HaMatis HaShirayim. And Rashi continues that the Din of Pigel also applies to the Lechem HaPanim. And since the Bezichin are like the Dam, so while the Kohen is doing HaLecha of the Bezichin, he has Kavana to eat the Lechem HaPanim Chutzos Manoi, then the Lechem HaPanim would become Pigel. And Rava now continues to explain, V'imtim Salemis Sabla Krabi Huda Da'ama Techa Zor Mekadesh. And if you will tell me that Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Huda, who holds that there is actually no need to place the Bezichin onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, even by placing the Bezichin directly on the floor of the Azara, that will be enough and that will suffice to be matter the Lechem HaPanim. So in reality, there would be no need for the Kohen to walk with the Shtei Bezichin to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and right when he gets into the Azara, he could place the Shtei Bezichin onto the ground, since that part of the Halacha is Efshel Batla. So in Machshava Me'elos by Lecha Siluk Bezichin, Elam in Pesach Hechel V'Lechutz, at the only time that his Beit Machshava will actually have an effect on the Avodah and on the Lechem HaPanim is only if he had that Beit Machshava from the doorway of the Hechel and through the Ulam until the actual Azara. But since, as we previously mentioned, the Shulchan really could be at any point in the Hechel and really could have been right at the doorway of the Hechel, really any Halacha that he would do in the Hechel is the Efshel Batla, as he really doesn't have to walk that entire amount, as the Shulchan could have been placed right next to the doorway of the Hechel. And then any further machshava they would have once he goes into the Azara is also an area that the machshava would not have any effect, as the Maisa is Efshel Batla, as he could be marked to the Levina right onto the floor of the Azara at that point, and he didn't have to walk any further, as he's certainly not required to walk all the way to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin in order to be marked to the Levina. Rabbi continues, the Intim Zlema Sava Kedushas Hechel V'Ulam Chadei, and if you will say that Reb Shimon also holds that the Kedusha of the Hechel and the Ulam are considered one, and therefore the Shulchan could really be placed at any point either in the Hechel or even at any point in the Ulam up to the doorway of the Ulam that leads into the Azara. And if so, then Reb Shimon would hold that the only time that Machshava would actually have any effect on the validity of the Lechem HaPanim is only if the Kohen had his Beit Machshava on the thickness of the width of the doorway of the Ulam which led into the Azara. But at any other point, it's Halacha She'efshel Batla, as really the Shulchan could be placed right at the doorway of the Ulam that's leading into the Azara, and therefore he wouldn't have to walk at any point in the Kodesh or in the Ulam. And once the Kohen walks through the thickness of the doorway of the Ulam that led to the Azara, then since Teich Azara is Mekadesh, so he could immediately place the Bezichin down onto the floor, and therefore he wouldn't have to walk all the way to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin either. And Rava continues with the fourth thing, the Imtim Salema Teich HaPesach Kilofnim, and if we will say that Reb Shimon holds that the thickness of the width of the doorway of the Ulam is considered as part of the Hechel and has all the dinam of the Kodesh, and really the Shulchan could be placed in that area, so therefore Reb Shimon would hold that Machshava would not passel the Lechem HaPanim even for one step, and the only time that there would be a psul of machshava at all is only when he's stretching out his hand in order to place the bezichin onto the floor of the azara. Finally, Rava teaches us for imtum slema sava halacha shalei beregel leishma halacha. And if we will say that Rav Shimon holds that if someone's moving dam or the bezichin and he's not actually moving his feet, then it's not considered halacha. So in our case, even when the kohen is standing in the pesach of the ulam and he stretches out his hand in order to place the bezichin onto the first spot of the floor of the azara, that is not considered halacha. And as Rashi states, to hashotis yada halacha shalei beregeli, and therefore zok Rava im machshava me'elos klal. Then when a kohen is walking with the lechem upon him, there would never be a time that there could be a psul machshava at all, as the entire avodah of halacha is efshel batla, and the last halacha of stretching out your hand and placing the bezichin onto the floor of the azara is halacha shalei beregel. That is not considered halacha either, and we will discuss the din of halacha shalei beregel on Amud Beis and on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. And our Gemara continues Amalei Abaya and some agurus Amalei Rav Sheshes la Meirud Rav Chista. The Abaya is the spokesperson of Chista. Boyimim Rav Chista halacha bezor mau. You should ask Rav Chista as to what he holds in regard to a zor doing halacha, and would the avodah be kosher or would it not be kosher? And keep in mind that this question is not only lefidur Rabbanon but even according to Rav Shimon, as even though Rav Shimon in the Mishnah stated that the psul shlei lishma would not apply to the din of halacha, as it's efshel vatla, as one could shecht the carbon right next to the mizbeach and never do halacha. However, certainly Rav Shimon would agree that if someone does shecht the carbon further away from the mizbeach, then certainly there is not void to call halacha. Therefore, Abaye wanted to know what Rav Chista would hold if a zor would do the halacha of dam instead of a kayin, if that would be pasul or if that would be kosher. And the shaila is also according to Rabbanon, as even though the Rabbanon hold that the psul of shlei lishma is applicable to the avodah of halacha, but the maisa we know that shchita is ksheir bizar, and therefore Abaye wanted to know if shchita would be ksheir bizar or not. The Gemara tells us Amalei, the Rav Chista responded to his amira that ksheira that would be kosher even though it was done by a zar, or mikru misayani, and I've arrived from a pasuk in the Yom Beis, as the pasuk states by yishchatu as a pesach, by yizriku hakoyinim as adam yodam valavim mafshitim, and as Rashi points out that we know that zarim are kosher for shchita, and therefore by the current pesach, in all likelihood the zarim would do shchita, and then the pasuk tells us that the kohanim did zrika and they took the dam from the hands of the zarim, and therefore it's mashma that the zarim did halacha, and even though certainly we know that a kabbalah had to be done to a kohen, but it would seem that after they did shchita, certainly the kabbalah was done by a kohen. Then the Gemara feels that's mashma from the pasuk that the kohen would then pass that kli sharis to the Yisrael, and the zor would then do halacha, and therefore it seems to be clear that halacha is ksheir bizar. However, the Gemara continues Masa Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes asked the following question from a brisa, as the brisa teaches us zor v'inein, and we continue on Daf Yudal on Beis Shekhu Balmum b'kabbalah b'halacha b'zrika pasul v'chein yoshe v'chein small. And this brisa clearly teaches us that if a zor or an inein were a shikah, which Rashi explains as Rashi wants to explain that we're not referring to someone that becomes drunk from any other liquid aside for wine, or a balmum that does either kabbalah halacha or zrika, then the avodah is pasul. And similarly, if someone's sitting during the time of avodah, or if someone does avodah with his left hand, then it also pasul. And l'maisa the brisa states mefurish that if a zor does halacha, that is pasul, and not like Rav Chista taught us. And the Gemara states tiyufta that in the chenami it's a tiyufta to the din of Rav Chista, and halacha is psula bizarre. However, the Gemara is bothered by Rav Chista krakamra that Rav Chista brought a pasuk, and it seemed from the pasuk that Zor was able to do a halacha. And the Gemara answers the Ovid Maisa Istaba that the way that the Karim Pesach was being brought was that the Zor shechted the Karim Pesach, then the Kohen was mekabel the dam, and then he gave over the kli sharis to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael stood there just like a pillar, and he just held on to the kli sharis, and then the Kohen came and took the kli sharis from the Zor, and the Kohen did a halacha, and then he ultimately did zrika. But certainly the Zor did not do halacha, as halacha is psula bizarre. And the Gemara now continues that even though we just brought a tiyufta to the memory of Chista, and we just brought a brisa that proved halacha is psula bizarre, however, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisuf, Dami Tabayu, halacha bizarre, machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanon. That Rabbi and Rabbi Yisuf both agree that this question of halacha is ksheir bizarre, psula bizarre, will be dependent on the machlekes between Rav Shimon Rabbanon. So Rav Shimon, da'am avidu, shef shalavat, lalav avidu, he ksheir bizarre, as according to Rav Shimon, that holds that avidu that's possible in battle is not considered avidu, and since we know that it's possible to be mevatel halacha, as it's possible to shecht the carbon right next to the mizbeach, so at least any halacha to the mizbeach achitzain would be ksheir bizar. And l'chari, even Rav Shimon would agree that halacha turim is be'ach chapnimi would be possible bizarre as it's e'af shilavatla. However, the rabbanim psula, according to the rabbanim, they argue with Rabbi Shimon and they hold that halacha is always considered aveda. Halacha would be psula bizarre, and the fizeh, the previous brisa, is going like rabbanon that halacha is psula bizarre. And let's keep in mind that originally, when we learned the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and rabbanon, it seemed that the machlekes was that both Rabbi Shimon and rabbanon agree that if someone would shech the carbon right next to the mizbeach hachitzain, then it is possible to mevatel aveda v'halacha. And Rabbi Shimon holds, therefore, even in a case where someone does halacha, the psula shalei lishma would not be relevant. While the rabbanon hold that in a case where someone actually has to do halacha, then certainly the psula shalei lishma would be relevant. However, in our sugya, it's mashma that the rabbanon actually chelak on Rabbi Shimon, and they seem to hold that the aveda v'halacha is the ef shalavatla. But it's possible to explain that what the Gemara means to say is that the rabbanon say that since in cases where someone shechs a carbon much further away from the mizbeach hachitzayin, in those cases they would have to do halacha. So certainly in those cases, just like there would be a psul shalei lishma, so a zara would also be possible to do the avoda v'halacha. The Gemara now continues. Amalu Abaya, and Abaya asked the following question to Rabban Rabbeisiv: that how can you say the rabbanon hold that since halacha is ef shalavatla, therefore it's considered avoda, and a zara would be possible to do the avoda of halacha? But Abaya asked, v'ashchita the avoda she'ef shalavatla k'shir bizar, that we know that shchita is avoda that's impossible to battle, and even so it's k'shir bizar. And if so, how can you say that just because the rabbanon hold that halacha is ef shalavatla, therefore a zara would be possible? And the Gemara tells us amulei, and they respond to Abaya that shchita lav avoda he, that shchita doesn't have the status of avoda in regard to the psul of zaris. And as Tesis points out from Rabbi Yaakov de Leinish, lav avoda he l'fish shavu b'chulin v'kachim in kain lav min tam avoda tziva amokim, that since we find the concept of shchita even by chulin, as certainly in order to eat chulin one has to shech the animal, therefore even by kachim we can't say that shchita is an actual avoda and that it would be a psul of zaris. And the only time that the psul of zaris would apply is only by those avodas that we don't find by chulin, and for example like kabbalah hilach and zrika. But the Gemara continues and is for loy, how can you say that shchita is not avoda and therefore there's no psul of zaris? But Amrav Zera Amrav, shchita is par bizar psula, that the shchita of the par aduma would be puzzled through a zar. The Amrav Allah, or as the Bachas Geris, but Amrav Papa Allah, Allah's of a chukak siba, that the reason why there's a psul zaris by shchita of a par aduma is because the pasuk in Pashas Chukas uses the term alaza and also states the word chukah. And as the pasuk states, zayis chukas hatayra, and the next pasuk states, udu satam isal alaza akayin vahitzi isal mechutzal machna v'shachar isal lefanav. And as Rashi states, the chsib b'shchitasa udu satam isal alaza akayin v'shachat and the chsib bav b'par chukah v'chol heichad the chsib chukah is ikuva. And therefore we see that the par aduma is specifically be shechted by alaza akayin and it can't be shechted by a zar. If there's a requirement for a kohen to shech the paraduma, so you see that shchita is an avoda. However, the Gemara answers shani par the kachi bedekabayisi, that the paraduma has the status of bedekabayis. Certainly, the shchita of a paraduma can't be categorized as an avoda. However, the Gemara continues and is v'lav kol dechenu, that isn't it a kolshkein that kachi bedekabayis have avoda, that if there's a requirement for a zor to shech the paraduma, which is only kachi bedekabayis, and therefore we see that it is some sort of avoda, kachi mizbeach lav avoda, then how can you say that the shchita of kachim mizbeach is not considered avoda, and it must be that it's considered avoda, and even so, there's no psul of zaris? But the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Idi, although there's a requirement for a kohen to shech the paraduma, it's not because shchita is considered avoda, but the reason is, mid dehava maris negayim, just like we find b'negei maris negayim, the lava avoda hi ubei kuna, that even though certainly that's not avoda, and still there's a requirement for a kohen to go and see the nega, and he has to paskin that it's tzaras, and similarly the requirement that a kohen shechs a paraduma is not because shchita is an aveda, but as Rashi explains, el gzeiras hakasuv ba'almuhi, that's based on gzeiras hakasuv, as the Torah states, alaza and chukah, av b'kachim mizbeach, the shaykh ben aveda is leichashiv aliyas aveda, but medegei kachim mizbeach, where is shaykh, the concept of aveda is, and certainly medegei the psul of zareish, shchita is not considered enough of aveda, since we find the concept of shchita benegei chulin as well. The Gemara continues, and Lefi Rashi, up until this point, Abaye asked a question to Rabban Rabbi Yosef as to how they could say that Lefi Rabbanon, that Halacha would be Pesula Bizarre. However, the Gemara will now continue and ask a question on Rabban Rabbi Yosef as to how they could say that Rabban Shimon would hold that lochis kshir bizar, as the Gemara is, for we lochis evorim lekavesh, the avodah she'efshelo vatli, that we know the avodah of hilocha of the evorim of a carbon ula to the ramp of the mizbeach, or the emurim of other carbonis to the ramp of the mizbeach, is an avodah she'efshelo vatla, as it's possible to cut up the behemoth right next to the mizbeach, and therefore there wouldn't be a need to do hilocha. And even so, we know, psul bizar, that hilochis evorim lekavesh is psul bizar, chsiv, and as the pasuk states, b'negeir carbon ula in pashas vayikra, v'akar v'akrayim yichetz b'moyim, v'hikra v'akrayin es akoyl, v'hikdei ha-mizbecha, ula hu ish reich nechalich la-Hashem, v'omamar, we learn, zuha hilochis evorim lekavesh, that this refers to the avodah of bringing the evorim to the kavesh, and we see that even though it's an avodah she'efshelo vatla, in this scenario, we actually have to do a hilocha of the evorim, or of the emurim, then there is a psul of zaris, and if so, why do you say that l'fi Rav Shimon, since hilocha is an avodah she'efshelo vatla, so even where there is a requirement to do hilocha, that's not considered a full-fledged avodah, and therefore it would be kasher bazar. However, the Gemara explains that bishlema b'degei hilocha, where the Torah doesn't state that there's a requirement for kahuna, so certainly since it's an avodah she'efshelo vatla, so it's not considered a full-fledged avodah, and therefore it's kasher bazar. However, even though hilocha sevarim lekevesh is efshelo vatla, well, the ma'aseh the Torah is still megala that there's a requirement for kahuna, and it's psula bazar. And as the Gemara states, heichad degoli goli v'heichad loy goli, that this is based on exeris hakasev, but in the chenami with his avodah she'efshelo vatla, it really should not be a psula zaris. However, the Gemara now is v'lav kol dechenu that lechayer should be based on a kolshkein umar hilochas evarim lekevesh the loy ma'akve kapara by kahuna, that just like the hilocha of evarim lekevesh is not ma'akve the kapara, and as we know that if we lose the evarim or we lose the emurim, that the karma would still be valid. And even so, the Torah specifies that there's a requirement for kuna and is a psul zaris, where lochus dam, the ma'akva kapara, like koshkein, then certainly a lochus dam, where we know that zrikas adam is ma'akva the kapara, then certainly even Rav Shimon should agree that there is a psul zaris. And based on this question, the Gemara slugs up the member of Rabbi Rabbeisif, and the Gemara now holds that both according to Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, a lochus is psul bizar, and ain't a chenami, the original brice that we saw at the bottom of Daf Yudalam Aleph and the top of Daf Yudalam Beis is going with the rakol that halacha is psula bizar, and the Gemara ends off itmanami, and we similarly learned amaula amar abulaza halacha bizar psula afilu Rav Shimon, that even Rav Shimon would agree that halacha that was done by Azar would be possible, even though that void of halacha is efshelavatla. However, in a scenario where there's a requirement to do halacha and Azar does that halacha, then it would be possible, and we will stop over here.